Green's lawyer will ask a Dane County judge to stop a recent elections board ruling that Green has to return $467,000 raised from political action committees not registered in Wisconsin. The Democratic majority on the board based its decision on a rule it passed the day after Green transferred the money from his federal congressional account. Green attorney Don Millis called the board's move opportunistic and says it went against years of precedent.
I think it's just generally unfair to change the rules in the middle of the game.
Millis plans to cite a decision by the board just 4 years ago to allow former congressman and current Milwaukee mayor Tom Barrett to transfer federal PAC money to his state campaign fund. Governor Doyle challenged that transfer as well. After an event in Milwaukee, Doyle said he thinks Green's situation is pretty clear.
A Washington PAC that is prohibited by law to give money to a candidate for governor in Wisconsin shouldn't be able to give the same money just by going through a sham organization and having it pass into the state.
In advance of the hearing, Doyle's campaign started airing a new ad portraying Green as a lawbreaker. But the ad also spends an equal amount of time defending the governor's record against recent attacks, saying that an investigation into a state employee for bid rigging was not about Doyle. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.